Brian Lehrer on WNYC with, by the way, 54 minutes to go before the MacBook Pro giveaway closes up. So if you're going to support WNYC in this drive, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but just a gentle reminder, you have 53 and a half minutes at 1-888-376-WNYC or online at WNYC.org. Get it in while you can. Your pledge to WNYC for this fall membership drive. Might as well do it now while the MacBook Pro contest is underway. It closes up at noon, and you don't have to make a pledge to enter, but we sure hope you do at WNYC. WNYC.org or 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692. We thank TechSir for donating it. We thank you for supporting your public radio station. Thanks a lot, everybody. Now, the incumbent Democratic governor of New Jersey can't seem to get an endorsement from environmentalists. They're leaving him out in the cold and endorsing the Republican, the independent, or none of the above. What's going on? And in New York, Mayor Bloomberg has talked up his efforts to green the city, but what has he accomplished, and how will he create green jobs? So how green are these candidates? Today's 30 Issues in 30 Days, Issue 20, is Green Jobs. This is another segment nominated and voted on by our listeners for our election coverage this year. And we're going to look at this issue in the context of both the New Jersey governor's race and the New York City mayoral race. Here is President Obama's former Green Jobs czar, Van Jones, who I interviewed last year at the Aspen Ideas Festival.
The green economy shouldn't only be a place for affluent people to spend money. It should also be a place for ordinary people to earn some money. And it should also be a place for low-income people to save some money through weatherization. Let's green the ghetto first.
So joining me now are Ed Rogers, environment correspondent and public affairs producer for NJN News, and Michaela Crater, the executive director of Sustainable South Bronx. Welcome both of you to WNYC. Hello.
Good morning, Brian.
And Ed, let's start in New Jersey. Republican candidate Chris Christie has what he calls an energy as industry plan, which he says is focused on making New Jersey the leader in renewable energy manufacturing. Is that a green jobs plan?
Yeah, I would call it a green jobs plan. He has linked alternative energy to the manufacturing center and trying to create new jobs that way. Of course, Governor Corzine has always played up the fact that New Jersey is ranked number two in the nation in solar panel installations and that the state has a robust energy master plan that calls for the state's energy portfolio should include 30% renewables by the year 2020.
So let's compare these things a little bit, because Christie's website says that he would incentivize energy manufacturing with tax credits. New Jersey will create higher-paying clean energy production jobs in the next 4 years, install solar farms on every landfill, encourage solar farms by making it a permitted land use, and saying New Jersey farmland isn't just for agriculture. Is that unusual language for a Republican candidate?
I think what he is doing is sort of playing to the middle, the moderate voters in New Jersey with that, who have a record of caring about the environment. As far as the land use element of that, you talk to people in the solar industry, and in order to meet the solar goals in the state, it would only take about 2% of the total land acreage in the state to do that.
So is there meat on those bones?
Yeah, there is some meat on the bones of what he wants to do. When he was campaigning, he went to, he mentioned one solar panel manufacturing facility here in New Jersey that, lost economic development money. And he also points to, although it's not solar, a company across the Delaware River in Pennsylvania that is involved in wind turbine manufacturing.
And Corzine, for his part, as you were referring to, just secured over $14 million in federal funds to support his Energy Master Plan, which aims to reduce energy consumption overall by 20% by 2020 in the state and increase the amount of renewable energy consumption to 30% by 2020. He says that'll create many more green jobs. And New Jersey is already the nation's second biggest producer of solar energy behind California, which is a stat that I just saw today and which surprises me. So is this not a strong record of the Corzine administration, at least on renewable energy?
Yeah, I'd say that they can point to themselves as a leader in that sector. The other thing that you mentioned, the whole jobs factor here, it's not only manufacturing jobs, but there's also the maintenance jobs with solar panels and, I guess, wind turbines when they come online.
Does Chris Daggett, the independent candidate who has the Sierra Club endorsement, have a green jobs platform that you know of?
No, but I mean, he supports, the continued development of it.
Now, Michaela, in New York City, Plan YC 2030, what Mayor Bloomberg's sustainability plan is called, Plan YC 2030, which aims to reduce carbon emissions by 30% by 2030, includes greening the city through renewable energy production. Here is the mayor from last year talking about windmills and other green technology.
Are you going to put a big windmill on the top of the Empire State Building? I think that's very unlikely. Are you going to put, can you put windmills off the coastline? That is highly likely. Can you use the tides coming in and out the East River and the Hudson River? That's highly likely. And for all I know, somebody out there has got another idea which will make a lot of sense and we'll do it. But if you don't ask, you're never going to find out.
So it sounds like he's open to things. What's in 2030, Plan YC, which I know you've been through with a fine-tooth comb, in the way of renewable energy production and consumption and green job production?
Well, Plan YC has done a great job of really galvanizing the city to think about green, which is kind of a misnomer in a lot of ways. You know, people think of the Big Apple and they just think urban, and they forgot the fact that within an urban context, there's things that we can do to make it a more livable city. So Plan YC has done a great job in getting the average New Yorker to think a little differently about their front yard and their stoop and their backyard. But there's not much in jobs.
And I noticed in the document, Plan YC 2030, it's conspicuously void of green jobs. But in the mayor's five-borough economic opportunity plan, as he calls it, to create and save 400,000 jobs altogether, he has promised to create thousands of green jobs through investing in renewable energy. Now, we just heard from Ed that Corzine already has a record in this area. Mayor Bloomberg's been office been in office for 8 years. Does he have a record in green job production already?
That's something where I think the mayor can do a lot more on. Thus far, there hasn't been a very proactive or an aggressive way to really to increase the number of green jobs, whether it's investing in our educational and learning institutions or connecting the dots between his various agendas and policies to increase the number of green jobs, especially creating career ladders for individuals who face barriers to employment. That's the one exciting thing about green jobs, is that it really creates an opportunity for people who have not been part of the workforce to be part of it and to help us green and improve the environment at the same time.
And that's what we were hearing from Van Jones, President Obama's former green jobs czar, in the clip that we played at the top, where he said, let's green the ghetto first.
I love the fact that he uses our catchphrase. And we have great T-shirts that say green the ghetto. And essentially, that's what we've been doing in the South Bronx and communities like it across New York City, is like we're training people for green-collar jobs, getting them an opportunity to be part of the mainstream by having a job that's a living wage job, that reduces our carbon footprint, that improves the air quality. And it's what's great about green jobs is that it hits so many different things that we all care about, but we wouldn't necessarily label as green.
And of course, Van Jones wrote a book with the founder of your organization, Sustainable South Bronx, Majora Carter, mm-hmm. who's been on the show many times. Does Bill Thompson have a green jobs plan? We looked at his website, and he doesn't make explicit mention of one.
It's a kind of a big silence on his part. I'm hoping that as the campaign continues to move forward, they'll talk a bit more about that. I think, again, in order for the next mayor, which whoever that might be, this is an area that really could do much for the city, for all New Yorkers. Again, as we've been hit by this economic crisis, and that's something that New York City could really prove themselves to be a leader on. You know, planting trees is a great start, but it's only a start. And unfortunately, Plan YC didn't really go into the details of how we maintain those trees. It didn't connect the dots in terms of the city's solid waste management plan, in terms of what can we do about recycling and other types of energy needs by retrofitting the city. One thing that recently passed just this last week, the governor signed, was a green jobs bill for the entire state, which we're very excited about. We've been part of with the Working Families Party to make sure that we can retrofit a million homes in the next 5 years. Now, that's a huge amount of jobs that can be created from that, and that's something the city still hasn't done as much as they could do to connect those dots.
We just have a few minutes in today's edition of 30 Issues in 30 Days, our New York, New Jersey election series, Green Jobs and Renewable Energy, with also a quick nod to recycling that we're going to give right now, because that was part of the segment definition as proposed by one of you, our listeners, and voted in to be one of our 30 issues when we had the nomination and voting process in this open source series before the series began. My guests, Ed Rogers, environment correspondent and public affairs producer for NJN News, and Michaela Crater, executive director of Sustainable South Bronx. And Ed, just very briefly, recycling in New Jersey, is that a state function? Is there a Corzine hook to this over the last 4 years?
The recycling programs are well established in this state. They started in the 1980s. Every county, every community has to come up with its own plan. What we saw, I guess, in the last McGreevy administration and I believe early in this Corzine administration is basically there's a problem with compliance in the state. People just not recycling enough or ignoring the law in some cases. And we've seen some crackdowns in some communities over that. I don't think it really plays as an issue in the governor's race, though.
And in the mayoral race, Michaela, just very briefly, New York generates something like 13,000 tons of recyclable or compostable waste each day. Other cities have zero waste goals and far more aggressive recycling programs. In fact, here's a clip of Mayor Bloomberg talking about in October of last year how recycling cuts are one way to perhaps balance the city's budget in tough times.
Everything's on the table. We just don't know how bad the economy is going to be, but we'll do everything we can this time not to. We've invested an awful lot over the last 5 or 6 years in building up recycling, and it's certainly not the time to walk away from it.
So that was a year ago. What did happen, if you've been following this, and very briefly, is there any difference between Bloomberg and Thompson on that?
Not much has happened. Fortunately, we haven't cut back recycling. The city has, again, much further to go to even start to hit the mark on what's possible. We generate so much waste here, and we've not even skimmed the surface in terms of what we can recapture and reuse. There's amazing amounts of green jobs that can be generated from the whole process of taking things out of the waste stream and making something new from them. And that's, again, where the city could really prove themselves to be a leader. We can look at places like San Francisco, which has, again, zero waste policies and aims, and they've done amazing jobs in terms of composting, connecting the dots between, you know, restaurants, residential areas, and making it cost-effective. That's the big thing. We're spending a lot more on trash and whole movement of waste as compared to our education. And there's, again, great job opportunities that come when we start to connect those dots.
All right. Green jobs, renewables, recyclables as an issue in the New York and New Jersey races. Michaela Crater, Sustainable South Bronx, Ed Rogers, NJN. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, Bob Garfield from On the Media coming up next with his new book, The Chaos Scenario. Stay with us.